8:50 in time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. And Dave, I know you had an Outlook meeting in Clifton last night.
Yes, we did. And in a few moments, we'll talk to AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Eddie Kieser a little bit about that, because on the way home, you could not hardly see outside the windshield for all the rain at points of the drive. And I imagine we had some pretty interesting precipitation totals overnight, and we'll get to those in just a second. In the Midwest Direct hog markets today, they are called weak to $1 per hundredweight lower on slower buying interest, while terminals are called steady to lower with tops from $27 to $31.50. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $27. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct hog report for Monday, January 7th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,942 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was 36.50 to 47.67, and the weighted average was 42.62, a loss of $2.11 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 26.01 to 37.25, the weighted average 34.38. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 24,076, the base price range 36.50 to 50.68, the weighted average 46.90, a loss of 82 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $27 to $37.43, and the weighted average was $35.20. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, as I alluded before, I imagine some pretty impressive precip totals overnight.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, the rain is still continuing to fall, so we're not all done with it. But many areas that we drove through got 2 to 4 inches of rain. And the average rainfall for most of this area is slightly under 2 inches for the month of January. So already we've exceeded our monthly totals just with this one storm system. But it does look like the rain is starting to taper off right now across much of central Illinois. There's still showers. We still could get more today, but most of the heavy rain is along the Indiana border and now across the northern half of Indiana. And some of it's coming down so hard there that there's problems with flooding, and evacuations are taking place in Goodland, Indiana right now. That's in southern portions of Newton County. And in Jasper County, a trailer park in Remington is being evacuated due to high water. Roads in the southern parts of Benton County, a lot of Benton County travel is being, or they're advising no travel, but the southern parts of Newton County, south of Morocco, all county roads are closed now due to flooding. And over into Fulton County around Rochester, vehicles are stuck because many of the county roads are impassable, and over the next few hours, the heaviest rains will continue to fall across northern and western Indiana. And rain is falling steadily across southern Illinois right now. Some of it is locally heavy, and up around the Rockford area down to just north of La Salle, Peru, there's some locally heavier rains occurring in Illinois as well. But a little dry wedge has moved into western Illinois, and the showers are tapering down here quite a bit. So that's good news, because we do have flood watches out for most of northern and central Illinois and northern and western Indiana through at least this afternoon. Many Indiana counties continuing into this evening, and there's also many flood warnings out there. And we also have had some unseasonably warm weather. The water survey at the in Champaign-Urbana reporting a high temperature of 67 degrees yesterday, and that broke the record by 4 degrees, 63, the old record for the date. And it's also one of the warmer days in history at the water survey. I was looking, I got a report in from Bob Scott out at the water survey, and he listed from their computer database some of the warmer days in January history, the warmest being on January 23rd of 1909. It got up to 70 degrees, got up to 69 on January 25th of 1969. It got up to 68 degrees on January 17th and 24th of 19 and that January 24th of 1950 and January 17th of 1952. And then it hit 67 one other time, and that was January 20th of 1906. So in other words, only on 6 days, this in the past 100 or a little more than 100 years, has the temperature gotten to 67 or higher in January. So it was one of the warmer January days on record. So that's pretty interesting, too. We will be turning cooler, and we will have the precipitation ending from west to east as we go through the next 24 hours, and we'll get a break in the action tomorrow, and then some weaker systems coming through later this week. Even with the cooler weather, it's not going to be unseasonably cold. We are going to be having temperatures still getting up into the 40s, and the average low is closer to 30. So we're not going to see unseasonably cold, at least not in the near term. It looks like more cooling will take place next week, and eventually we could get back into cold air. But we're going to certainly lose this heat after today. And as far as South America, just a quick look at that and tell you that there's still the chance of some showers and thunderstorms over much of the area over the next week, which could benefit crops. An area that may stay dry, it's on the borderline to getting rain, is far southern production areas of Argentina. That's what we'll be looking at more tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Sharon United Methodist Church in Decatur, Illinois, this evening. The meeting gets underway with the Outlook there at 7 o'clock. Panelists include Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing, Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services, and Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. That's at the Sharon United Methodist Church in Decatur. A meeting beginning at 7 this evening. No advance registration required for the meeting. And, of course, again, the meeting is free. Bring your Agricultural Outlook questions, and we'll get them answered for you. In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 9.13¾ down 2, last trade down 5¼. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 9.03¾ down 5¼, last trade down 0.25. July 8.03 down 1, last trade down 2½. March corn opened at 4.65½ down 3/4, last trade up 4¾. July 4.87 unchanged, last trade up 5. December 4.85 down 3/4, last trade up 4¾. January beans open at 12.39¼, up 3¼, last trade up 8¼. July 12.74 down 2¼, last trade up 8¾. January soybean meal 3.37.10, the opening there down 80, last trade was up 2.70. March soybean oil opened at 50.75, unchanged, last trade up 13. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Crude oil a little firmer today. Gold making new contract highs in the harvest months in corn and beans overnight. Is it turnaround Tuesday time?
It could be. I mean, yesterday we corn held in well, only down a half or so, but beans were down 11 to 12 in the nearby, but the new crop was up 6¾ yesterday. So today we're looking at beans 8 to 10 higher, corn 4 to 5 higher. There were announcements of corn sales. Remember, this is the first full week we've had for a couple of weeks. So, you know, during those holiday times, sales might have been slower due to part of the holidays. But we are looking for stronger corn. We're looking for funds to come in and possibly readjust what they have, and industry is looking for them to buy more corn and to sell soybeans, wheat, and crude oil, which isn't happening last night anyway.
You think that might happen on the close?
They're talking about they might do things near the close, yeah, not until.
What about over on the livestock side today, please?
Over in the livestock, we're looking at mixed prices, just really not much happening there, just mixed on especially the cattle. Hogs mixed to lower. We're still looking for a low there, thinking we ought to be near one.
We have about 30, 35 seconds left, Pete. If there's going to be a surprise on Friday's reports, where might it be?
I would think it would be in the corn carryout. I don't know what they're going to do with exports or usage, but there are people talking about them lowering the corn carryout, and they could shock us there with either not doing it or lowering it more than expected.
Thank you much, Pete. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, he is in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853. Tell us how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.